Say What Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard.
You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios.
Speak and be heard.
This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and a wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468.
Hey, it's Janessa.
And I'm Katie.
And this is
Say What?
Hey guys, we're back and Katie's back with us.
Finally, it feels like forever, right?
Yeah.
But I did listen to your podcast with your mom and I loved it. She's so cute.
She is. She was nervous. She was like, oh my God, I don't know the questions you're going to ask me. You know I hate when you do these surprise things.
She did really good. Yeah.
Jinx, owe me a soda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So I'm glad that you guys were still able to get together and do something like that. I think that's so great. You can do that with your mom. I feel like it might be kind of awkward if I did it with my mom.
I think it would be really cool if you did it with your mom.
Maybe.
I mean, I feel like I have questions for her. So
you have questions for my mom?
I do, yeah. I have a lot of questions.
How did you raise that? Oh, but Carrie was so sweet. And she's got a great like radio voice. I guess it's not radio. Podcast voice. Yeah, she did really good.
Yeah, so. I told her, I was like, you're going to be in a little room. No one will be in there with us. We just talk. It's like we're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And then we left. And she's like, that was so much fun. Yeah, I could see how the people do this all day long. It makes sense. Like, it's just easy. You're just talking.
Chilling.
Yeah.
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 So we're going to go a little lighter than the last time you and I got together because we had a little bit of a rant. And so, yeah, we're going to try to keep it light for a little while. But look, you guys got to listen to our little venting session. Everybody has to have a little bit of that every now and then. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I still feel the same way. So, and yeah. We listened to our podcast just to make sure, like, you know, did we say anything that was maybe inappropriate that we need to address? But no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So
it is what it is.
Yeah. We all believe differently.
Yeah. So today we want to talk about
crazy, embarrassing moments.
Yeah. I mean, I have so many. So do you have, I think you should start. I have so many.
You need to start. You start and then I'll piggyback with it.
You'll piggyback. Okay. Yeah. Let's just go back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually did a couple of notes so that I could remember. Okay. So I've got a high school one.
Mm.
I've got hammer to the face.
Oh my God.
I've got almost dying by my foot.
How does that happen?
I was there when somebody's labia got ripped off.
Oh my God.
I mean, when I broke my nose, there was a New Year's issue with one of my friends that was an anesthesiologist with Eric. That was pretty funny. And then when I thought, well,
I think you should talk about the concrete one that just recently happened to you.
Oh my God. Okay, shit. All right, I'll start with that one. Okay, so we are installing a pool in our backyard right now. And we have a spa that's being like attached to it. And
So they had just poured it and it was kind of like a little bit raining, which I guess is good for concrete. Like it needs to cure and everything. So later that night, I take a bath and I'm thinking to myself, gosh, they really messed up the jets. Like I'm not happy with where it looks lower on one side than the other. And I'm a perfectionist. I like everything to be just... Well, I like everything to be perfect. And so when I visually can see that it's off, it bothers me. And so I get in my robe and I'm like, I'm just going to go out there. I need to feel where it hits on your back. So I'm in my robe, totally naked underneath. And I climb into this spa and I sit down and I'm like, oh, God, I'm so mad. And then because it's just not where I want it to be. And so I have to get out of there because I don't want to experience it on my back anymore. I'm just that mad. I'm like, I got to get out. Well, because they made it way too tall, like I'm 5'3 and I was struggling to get out. So I had to like sit on a corner and try to like turn my body off. So I'm really like rubbing on this concrete. And so by the time I walk into my house, I'm like, God, my hands are really hot and my left butt cheek is really hot. I'm like, that's weird. And I sit down, I'm watching TV and I'm like, okay, it feels uncomfortable. So I get up and I'm like, oh shit. Well, I guess I was touching the concrete. Oh fuck. That's not good. So I start washing my hands and I'm like, that's not working. And then I wash them again. And then I'm feeling my ass is on fire. And I'm like, this is not what's going on. Because I still had like the robe separating, right? So I'm like, the only thing that was truly on the concrete was my hands when I was like rotating on it. And so of course I look it up and it talks about chemical burns from concrete, like when it's curing and stuff. And once it hits your skin, it just keeps going in. And so you have to neutralize it. And so like with vinegar or citrus. And so thank God I'm one of those that, you know, I'm like all natural with stuff. So I have this big old thing of apple cider vinegar. So I'm just like washing my hands in this stuff. And then I have it all over my ass. Oh, Eric's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm burning. I'm just burning. I might have to go to the hospital. It literally says like, put whatever vinegar on it, you know, any acidity on it to help like balance out the pH on your way to the hospital. I'm like, oh my God. So it kind of goes down a little bit and I'm still reading this stuff. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like so stupid. So I call up our contractor and I'm like, so I think I did something I should have done. And so I told him, I'm like, what do I do? He's like, yeah, you should not have done that. That's, you're going to need to do, like, you really need to wash it good. I'm like, I that's all I've been doing. I've just been washing it. He's like, okay, so you have vinegar? I'm like, yes, I've got vinegar, but it's still there. And he's like, well, I used, like, Preparation H on it. I'm like, for hemorrhoids? And he's like, well, yeah, because it's like an anti-inflammatory, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was really weird. I'm like, well, I've never had hemorrhoids or needed a reason to have Preparation H around the house. So then I sent you and like Kim and Janelle, I'm like, does anybody have Preparation H?
Did anybody respond with they had it?
No.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Kim's like, I've never needed that.
Well, I guess we're not at the age yet. And she's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. So then I take a shower because later on in the night, I'm laying there and my back, it's like going from my left butt cheek all the way up my back. And I'm like, this is really getting hot. And I'm like, shit, my hair was touching it. And so when I'm laying on my back, then my hair was on my back. And so then I had to take a whole shower and I like literally soak, like pouring the bottle of apple cider vinegar. I smelled amazing, by the way.
Of course.
Just all over my back. And I'm just washing over and over getting this thing. So then I slept upstairs. I didn't want to touch the sheets again. Eric was asleep, so I couldn't like rip off the sheets. So then I had to go upstairs, like wrap my hair in a towel. Like,
oh my God.
It was a whole thing. But honestly, that's just my life. Like,
yeah.
some of these stories, I'm literally the person that will get struck by lightning. Like, that's just what's going to happen. I've walked into a parked car before and knocked myself out. Like, this is just,
how the fuck does it happen?
I am so accident prone. Oh, so anyways, God. I guess that was my recent one just a couple days ago. Yeah.
That's just like my Uncle Mike. If the craziest thing could ever happen, it would be him.
Yeah.
That's how he lost his eyeball. And they were in, my dad and him were.
His eyeball?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They were all camping in Yosemite, and he went to break a piece of wood, you know, to throw it on the fire. He broke a piece of wood. The piece of wood, tiny piece, went flying, boop, punctured his eyeball. Yeah. They had to medevac him to, like, San Jose or.
That's giving me, like, a gag reflex.
Yeah.
Oh, so
they couldn't salvage his eye.
He just had this chunk of wood in there. Oh, my God.
Broke it. Boom. I mean, literally, we used to water ski all the time when I was younger. Not me, because I was terrified of whatever was in the lake water.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Da-da.
My whole family skis too. They'd be like, get up, Janessa, just get up. I'm like, no, thank you.
I'm good right here.
I'll sit in the boat and hold the flag. But he fell. Water skiing sliced up his whole entire shin. It was literally like filleted open. Yeah, I mean, it's like shit that, what? How does that happen?
Yeah.
He's literally, when he was in eighth grade, he used to live in Metamora, Illinois, and the barn caught on fire. He was burned, I want to say like 80% of his body.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and so his whole eighth grade year, he was in the hospital because he's in his sixth, I think he's just turned 70, so... That was a while ago.
Yeah.
But, he, you know, it's the craziest shit will happen to him.
My middle brother was burned over his entire body when he was 13 or 14 from, back in the day, early 90s. This was like a thing, right, where you would play soccer with a tennis ball that you'd light on fire. I know, what? Sounds great, right? That's crazy. This is what we did in the 90s, people, okay? Like, no parent supervision. And so him and his other soccer buddies were at their friend's house who owned a llama farm. So this is Washington. So on this llama farm, they had this big, like, dirt area, and so they were kicking the ball around. And when they were done, they started just kicking the dirt to smother the flame on the ball. Well, one of the boys was just being overzealous, I don't know, and he kicked the gasoline can and it went all over my brother. Oh, well, what do you think happened with the flames? So it literally lit him completely up, and they were kind of by this little like ravine thing, and the boys just shoved my brother down this ravine to make him like roll and roll all the way down. Well, it worked. It got all the flames out, but he was just completely torched. Like, even down his throat, he was completely burned. And then, because it smelled so bad, like, burnt flesh is no joke.
Yeah. Is he the one that's a firefighter now?
No. This is my middle brother. He was the soccer player.
Got it.
And so they freaked out because they didn't want to get in trouble, because this is like a 14-year-old boy mindset, right? They're like, oh, my God, we're going to get in so much trouble. And like the smell is just terrible. They literally put my brother in a warm shower.
Oh, my God.
If there's anything worse, I'd like to know what it is, because that is just completely terrible
that
to do.
So painful.
And so this is before cell phones, right? And so thankfully the llama farm was near my elementary school and there was a carnival going on. So they knew that my dad was there with me. And so the boys all ran as fast as they could because my brother was like really, really struggling at this point. So they ran as fast as they could, found us like in the middle of the sea of people. And then I just remember I could not keep up with my dad. I've never seen a man run that fast before in my life. Like literally through a meadow over, you know, gates and stuff. And he gets there. And then the other parents had just shown up and they're like, so not quite sure what happened. And my dad was freaking out. He's like, are you kidding me? You can smell burnt flesh from outside of the house. You know, so they had called 911. And so he ended up going to the burn unit in Seattle. But it was bad. I mean, it took, he had second degree burns over almost his entire body. All his hair grew back. You would, the only place that you can tell on my brother that he was burnt, I guess, is on the back of his ears. Which is insane. I mean, he was just wrapped up like a mummy. And, you know, when they would have to go into the, they call it the tub room, and they have to peel the skin. Oh, my God, you could just, you could hear him down the hallway. Not enough morphine.
No.
There's just not enough. Anyway, so that, I guess that's a crazy story, but not mine, but.
That is crazy. I used to sell products that when I worked in wound care.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, I forgot.
So I would be in the some of the burn units and wow, because they have to remove that dead skin. And it is so painful.
Yeah.
Especially if you're burned. You know, I remember there was a firefighter in there and he had a burn, but his he had arm hair. And they had they have to debride it, take off all the dead skin because new skin won't form over dead skin, so they have to remove it, and
infections and everything.
Yeah, and he was like, "I'm not fucking coming back here. This is ridiculous." Because she's like pulling his hair out too.
Well, with, how are you supposed to get around that? It's just like if you have a scab, right? And if you, you were to take it off over hair, I mean, shit hurts. It's gonna hurt regardless. But yeah, crazy.
Oh my God, how painful. Wow.
He was also the kid that also like ran by the barbecue like the Weber when he was younger and like totally singed his arm.
That would be Aston. That would be my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that didn't happen with me because again, I'm totally freaking accident prone. But yeah.
Were you like that as a kid though too? Like accident prone or was it just your adult life?
Yes, like I split open my chin like two or three, just like running through the door and just completely opened that sucker up. So I have a huge gash over my chin. And then I split my ear completely open on the side of a nightstand.
Oh.
Yeah, like falling off the bed, just cut it right open. So I have a big, here, I got a scar right here.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then, yeah. You know, little things like that.
Oh yeah, that's as a parent, that's not
no big
so
deal.
Terrifying at all.
Yeah.
So, are either one of your kids accident prone?
Brody is. Yeah.
We're talking about that.
Yeah. Brody definitely is. Shelby, I don't know. Shelby is actually she broke when we moved here. She broke two of her fingers, like falling on her skateboard. But other than that, like she's been pretty good.
Yeah.
But like coming, like getting sick or if anything crazy, you know, would happen, it's always Brody or myself. It's like Eric and Shelby, they're typically fine. I mean, well, thank God.
And you and Brody are like twins.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I know. Okay. So do you have any embarrassing stories?
I mean, God, I feel like I have a ton, but
oh shit,
I'm trying to think. What is embarrassing? There's a lot of things, I guess, that are embarrassing. I mean, I have, like, crazy stories from when I was little. I feel like I've done so many crazy things in my life.
Like, anything that was totally mortifying. Like, oh, my God. Like, a Visa commercial. Like, want to get away?
I don't know, because it's... I was thinking about that today, trying to think of, like... different examples, but I don't get embarrassed that easily. Like shit could happen that I feel like some people would be embarrassed and I'm like, eh, whatever. Wow. It is what it is. So for me, I don't know. I mean, like I've in college, I was trying to be cool walking up the stairs and I was like totally hungover and I slipped and ate shit. Boop, 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 boop down the stairs in front of the whole class. And I was like, well, it is what it is. I had a long night last night. I'm here. Okay. Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah. If anybody didn't know that I was here, I'm here now. Yeah. I just, this is how I like to get attention. I did that in high school. It was, I was a, not freshman, a sophomore because we used to have junior high. They don't do, I never hear of that anymore. But so like our middle school went up to ninth grade. So 10th grade, brand new in the high school, and you know, I'm all decked out in my little short little skirt and my wedges and my tiny little top, thinking I'm looking bad. And how our high school was set up is we had these huge staircase, like right in front of the main common area where everybody had lunch.
Yeah.
So, and at lunchtime, that downstairs area was packed. And so I got out of class. This is my first time even going down those stairs, let alone like seeing how many people are sitting like right next to it. And I literally missed the first step.
Oh my God.
And talk about ass over tea kettle. I went all the way down, like fully doing like circles, right? Somersaults. My ass is completely exposed with my thong. Oh my God. And it wasn't like nobody noticed because it was so loud. Like talk about clap, clap, boom, 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 boom. It was just all the way down. There had to be like 30 stairs, at least minimum. So if I just felt like it was total slow motion, there's nothing I could do. There's nothing I could grab onto because I was in the middle of the stairs, right? Oh my God, it was brutal. Absolutely brutal. The same week. So, and of course I was bloodied. I had, you know, bruises everywhere. I'm not graceful. So, I was mortified. There was that whole, moment, like among so many people. And I'm just like, oh shit, this is not happening. Totally like you want to get away. But the same week. So I played soccer. And we had to share the field with the football team. And so they were actually coming off the field, going to the locker room as our soccer team was going in. So if you can kind of picture however many football players there were, right, just all funneling in where they're jogging in one single file line, right? Yeah. And then we were doing the same but going in a different direction. Of course, there was one of the guys that I was totally into, right? And I see him and it's like a freaking movie. I'm looking at him. I'm like, oh my God, he's so hot. Right. As I'm jogging and I'm not looking where I'm going. And what do? I literally smack my face and my whole body right dead center in a no parking sign and fall my ass back onto the concrete. And again, the football team that sees, they're like, oh my God. So, but I will say I ended up dating that guy. So I don't know, maybe that's how I got his attention. But it was like, holy shit. But yeah, just mortified. Mortified. Same week.
That's crazy.
But that's my life. I'm going to walk it or run. Not walk. I'm going to jog my ass dead center into a no parking sign. Just brutal.
Wow.
I know. Yeah.
I did do something. If anybody's been to Seal Beach in Southern California, the water comes up. You can walk really far out. So it's really shallow. It comes up to like your ankles, maybe a little bit higher.
Oh, that's good. Because I got a high step it the hell out of there.
Well, so here's the problem, though. There are all these holes that you can't see. So like, whoa, you're walking. You're like, oh shit, there's one. Yeah. Well, we were at my dad's. They had like a company picnic that they would do. Uh-huh. And his coworker had two sons. They were older than me. They were really good looking. And I remember being like, okay, I'm just going to run. I'm going to run in the water. Like, whatever. I'm going to run towards
like
the water.
Like a Victoria's Secret commercial, you know? Flip my hair in the wind.
Yes. And you're at that awkward, like, teenage whatever. And I'm running. Well, I hit one of those. And he's coming towards me, right? So I hit one of those holes. I eat shit. I mean, it was just, I did like a full-on roll. My hair got all wet. It was, that was bad. That was embarrassing.
Was he like, are you okay?
No.
Just anything. Saw it and was like, yep. Wow, she's special.
He just kept on walking. I was like, wow, that
happened.
So, Dad, I think I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Mom wants to go home too, so that's it.
I'm just gonna go hide over here until you're ready.
Wait in the car, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was really awkward.
You gotta have these humbling experiences, you know. I mean, it doesn't feel like it at the time. You're just like, wow, why me? Why? I don't see this shit happening to anybody else. No. But,
yeah. I have one. Well, it wasn't me. It was my girlfriend. So we all went to, before I lived in Italy, we went and visited another one of my girlfriends that was there. So it was myself, my girlfriend Jenny, my girlfriend Erin, and then we were visiting our girlfriend Val. So Erin, she is hilarious. She's just hands down one of the funniest people ever. I mean, her and I almost pee my pants every time I'm with her. So in Italy, if you've never been there, they just literally will let their dog shit on the sidewalk and no one picks it up. So
what?
Yeah. You have to watch where you're walking because you'll step in dog shit.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
And that's shocking to me. Yeah. I feel like that would be totally the opposite. I feel like it's the assholes over here that are like, yeah, I'm not picking up my dog shit because that's beneath me, right? And yeah. Then like in our neighborhood, you're just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Pick up after your dog. I would assume that in Italy where it's beautiful and people want to keep it pristine, that they, wow, no. I'm just shocked.
The streets are really dirty. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's not like New York dirty, but.
But dog shit dirty.
Dog shit everywhere. Yeah. So we go to visit. Something had happened with her plane where they had to land in Milan, and my girlfriend lived in Florence. So then they had to put her on a bus, and this was all happening in the middle of the night.
Okay.
But she's in another country. She's like, oh my God, are you fucking serious? So they grounded the plane. Everybody on that plane, they bused them from Milan to Florence. And so I think that's several hours. I can't remember. I want to say it's like 3 or 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So in the middle of the night, she shows up. She's so tired. So then we have to turn around and get on a train to go up to, because we're going to go to Rome to celebrate New Year's. So, and we're all, I was 21. I think they were all 20. So this is before like the nice rolling suitcases. She had one that had like two wheels, not the four wheels. And then she had like a carry-on.
Girl, that's
luggage.
What I still have.
Well, you need to upgrade to the four wheels. So she's like going all through the cobblestone. And then I hear, fuck, are you fucking serious? I'm like, what happened? You know, she's tired. All this shit has already happened. And she rolls right through dog shit in her back. And I was like, stop. No. Okay, well, let's clean it. We're on a train.
Oh, God.
It was gross. The trains, we had to, you have to, there's no like assigned seating. We were college students too. Yeah. So there actually may have been, we just didn't buy that. So we were in between the trains because there were no seats.
Oh geez.
So we're sitting in that little platform in between the trains because that's super safe.
Wow.
And so we're helping her clean it. We get to Rome. We're trying to figure out, we don't have anything booked. And this is when they were on the Lido. So they were, it's not Euro. It wasn't on the Euro. Before, Europe used to all have different currencies. And then I can't remember, it was like early 2000s, they switched over to all be one currency.
Okay.
So everything was super cheap. And we were sitting down with a map in the middle of Rome. Well, there's a ton of birds, like I said, ton of birds. And all of a sudden I hear her say, this is a safe date. Are you fucking serious? I'm like, what happened now? The bird just
stop
shit
it.
All in her hair.
I feel like her and I would be friends.
Oh my God, she is such a good time. That memory is ingrained in my
how
head.
How can you not laugh at her when that happens?
And she's like, I'm so tired. I have shit on my bag and shit in my hair.
Poor thing.
Oh God, it was a good day.
Yeah, but that sounds like something that would happen to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
That was a shit story.
It's a shit story. Let me see. I guess we can talk about the hammer in the face.
Yeah,
so,
let's do it.
Okay, so you like my hanging plants, right?
I love them. They're so pretty.
I've always loved doing hanging plants. So this has to do with hanging plants.
Well, and the purple's like so like vibrant.
Yes. I love having flowers at the front of the house.
Yeah.
So, okay, there I was. My husband is golfing, and so I am going to take this on myself with hanging my hanging plants. And so I'm 5'3". I'm not very tall. So the big beam that was on our front porch, I had to like move the nail, right? Because it was just too far over. And so I had to bring out a dining chair and stand on that. And then to get it out, you know, you use a hammer. And so I'm trying to get this freaking nail out, and it is in there. Like, it is solid in there. So again, because I'm so short, I'm on my tiptoes, really, and I'm putting all of my body weight on this freaking end of the hammer above my head.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God, I can't freaking get this. And I'm like, okay, I'm like thinking, 1, 2, 3, heave ho. And I literally like put all my body weight, and I'm pulling down, and it slips off the nail, and the back end of the hammer, the pointy part, went, like, all my body weight with that hammer went straight into my face. I fell all the way down on the ground, and I'm just like, oh my God, the pain was intense. Like, I truly thought, and there's blood everywhere, I thought I knocked all my teeth out, because it felt like my teeth were gone, and there's just blood everywhere. So I run inside into the bathroom, and I'm literally trying to look for my teeth, but the blood is just covered everywhere. And then I can see from between my nose and my lip, it's completely open. So I can see my teeth through that section. And I'm like, oh my God. So my teeth were all there, which I'm still shocked that that was like that. But my kids were four doors down at this Mormon house. And so this poor guy he had four kids. So six kids total with mine over
is
there.
Is this here?
This was in Washington.
Oh, you said Washington. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, shit, I gotta go to the hospital. And I'm like, feeling like I'm going to pass out. I'm still in so much pain, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is not happening. So I grab like a rag, like a hand towel right in the kitchen. I just have it over my face, and I run down there, and the dad opens up the door, and it's just, at this point, the whole thing is soaked in blood. I have it all over my white t-shirt, and I'm like, I need to get my kids.
Oh,
and
my
he's
God.
Like, oh my God, are you okay? What happened? I'm like, there's a hammer on my face. He's like, come inside and lay down. Look, I got to call 911. I'm like, no, I'm gonna take my kids to the doctor. He's like, oh my God, you can't go and you can't drive. And I'm like, I'll call my husband. So I'm trying to call my husband. This guy's like walking back and forth pacing. Like, he's so stressed out because it looks really bad because there's that much blood, yeah. Right? And so I can't get a hold of Eric. He's golfing, of course. And so I get a hold of my mom. And so my mom races over. She was maybe like 15 minutes away. So she gets me, takes me to the doctor or to the hospital. And at that moment when we pulled in to the, where do you park?
Hospital?
Emergency a parking
room.
Lot.
Oh, yes. It was like charades.
Brain fart.
Emergency room. No.
So we show up in the parking lot the same time Eric gets there because I finally got a hold of him. And thank God he wasn't very far. So we walk in together, and the gals that are sitting at the intake table, right, the reception area, they're like, oh, they stand up. They're like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, I need to see somebody. And they're like, what happened? I'm like, hammer to the face.
Oh, God.
And they instantly look at Eric with daggers in their eyes. Like, yeah. Literally daggers. And he goes, whoa, don't look at me. I was golfing. She did this to herself. And then it sounds terrible because we're waiting. And they're literally watching him like a hawk. And he's like, yeah. You need to tell people that you did this to yourself.
He's like, I'm leaving. That's it.
And then so they had to have a plastic surgeon come in and actually do it. So I have a, you can see like a scar through here.
Oh, yeah. It's tiny though. I mean,
he did a good job.
Yeah.
But so there I am. I'm laying there, and you know, he numbs it up and he's starting on it. And I'm like, I don't want to look like Scarface. And he goes, you're already married. It's fine. And I'm
okay,
like,
okay, listen, asshole.
Oh my God. I'm sitting there like, that is the worst bedside manner ever. I'm like, I don't care. Don't make me look like Scarface. I was so stressed out. Like, this guy, like, yeah, it's fine. You're married.
Yeah, it's just my face. Whatever.
So then, because that took forever to like heal and just like having, you know, the stitches and so swollen. They're so swollen. It was just a constant like, oh my God, what happened? And it's like, I put a hammer through my face, literally.
Yeah, so, I'm surprised you didn't like knock your teeth out or like your
I thought
gums.
They would die or something. Yeah.
And your gums didn't get cut or anything?
Nope. I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Eric still to this day, like if he sees me try to pick up a hammer, he's like, I got it. I got it.
Yeah. We're not doing that again.
So, no.
You're like, look, I was trying. I was trying to do things on my own.
You weren't here. I asked you to do it. See what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's my hammer through the face story.
Well, speaking of teeth, I can go on to talk about my experience in Mexico.
Ooh.
So there I was, 19. My girlfriend, Erin, I just told you a story about her. So a whole bunch of it was like our first year in college. And I went to Long Beach State. So they had, I think, Long Beach State and Fullerton State Colleges, they put like this, you could go to Mexico or whatever. You buy this trip or whatever, Mexico. Yeah. So all these people we knew were down in Puerto Vallarta. And we were like, well, let's just go down there. I'm not sorry, not Puerto Vallarta. It'll come to me. Somewhere similar to that. So Aaron's parents had an RV. And they're like, well, we'll just take the RV down there. And we'll just camp.
To Mexico?
Yeah. This was when we were 19, though. So I'm 40. So that was, 21 years ago? Yeah. And Mexico's still kind of crazy. But we went down there and we just kind of started drinking, and her dad was like, okay, you know, he was a drinker and a giver, and he loves everybody just to have a good time. So he leaves and he leaves his tab open. Well, we're a whole bunch of young girls.
Like, hell like, yes.
Yeah, we're going to get
somebody's getting drunk tonight.
We want jugs of margaritas. Keep them coming. So we were drinking margaritas, and then everybody's like, let's go get clean. And then I think we're
going to go. What do you say? Let's go get clean?
Clean. Yeah, we're going to go take a shower.
Oh, okay.
So there's the RV camping place, and then they had like the showers for everybody, like the shared showers or whatever. So everybody goes into the bathroom, and the drainage of the showers was not like going down the individual drains. Yeah. Yeah.
Woodfield.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
Yes. All really bad.
Got
right
a
there.
Visual.
Yeah, it was not good. So I had these foamy like wedge. I don't know if you ever wore them. They were like,
oh, yeah,
those foamy.
I already
wedge.
Know what you're talking about. Black.
Yes.
Yeah.
And mine mm-hmm. were black too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those with soapy water.
Oh, that's shit. Like, yeah. That's
almost
slippery.
2 inches thick and like just cups and cups and cups of margarita.
Oh, my God.
Well, really bad mixture.
Oh, no. Not over those. Drains.
So I was tucking, I was hammered, and I just remember slipping. My legs basically, like, I just fell to my knees, but I didn't catch. I wasn't obviously fast enough to catch myself on my hands. So my face hit the ceramic floor tile. And I remember the sound like, oh, I just can't. Like, it sounds like if you take two ceramic things and you clash them together. I remember hearing that sound, and I was like, oh, my God, what just happened?
Oh, my God.
And I stood up, and my girlfriends, if you could see their eyes, they were like,
holy shit.
Janessa, your teeth. And I was like, what? So I look, and I had like, a little tiny chip on my first front tooth, and then, like, half of my other front tooth.
Uh-huh.
And then half of my other side tooth. And this was the first day.
We had
like
my
7
God.
Days there. Well, maybe, I think it was actually 5. But we had 5 more days to go.
You do not want to knock your teeth out in Mexico.
No.
On a dirty shower. Which means that
so
you probably
bad.
Had that in your mouth.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe that was why all my hair is just falling out.
But your teeth look beautiful now.
Well, they do now, but oh, I remember calling my. So first of all, Aaron's mom thought it was fucking hilarious. She was laughing so hard.
Yeah. Oh my God. If that happened to one of my daughter's friends, I'd be like, we got to go back to the States now.
No, I mean, I was 19, so it was my own fault.
Oh my God.
Her dad was like, wow, you look a little different. And I'm like, yeah, can I call my mom? My mom was like, I don't know what to tell you.
Got a situation here.
She's like, are you serious? I mean, how does something like that happen? I'm like, well, so this is kind of what had happened. She's like, well, I mean, you made some poor choices. What do you want me to do? You're in Mexico.
Oh my God.
And that was probably like the thing that was bothered me the most that I've ever done. But wow. I enjoyed my time. I covered my hand over my mouth the whole time.
I knocked my front teeth out on a clearly Canadian bottle going up on actually, we were on vacation too. We were on a houseboat on Lake Shasta, yeah. And they had those spiral staircases, you know, that go up to the top.
Yep.
And so I was holding one of those clearly Canadian bottles, and I miss a step because, you know, that's just what I do in my stories. I miss a step.
Seriously?
And my body weight just falls down on the top of this glass bottle, and I just broke them like truly in half, and they were razor sharp. So my parents made me stick out the full week, right? And it was just like razor. I mean, just total razor sharp in my mouth. It was just the worst. And you're just looking like buckwheat. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
like, oh my God.
And as a dude, it's not that big of a deal, right? But as a female, I'm like, wow.
So uncomfortable too.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, I still had a great time in Mexico, but.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to drink your sorrows.
Yeah. I mean, this is her dad. This is what her dad did when we were in Mexico. This may have been the same day that we were drinking margaritas. I don't really remember. We had hit a Jeep Grand Cherokee down there. And so all of us there were like six of us girls. So we're just piled in there and we're on the beach in Mexico in this Jeep, right? There's the water, the sand. We're literally sitting on the sand. And he goes, this is how you do it, girls. You put your car in park, you take a drink of the beer, and you step on the gas. And the music was blasting, and he just steps on the gas, and all of us are like, I'm like, oh my God, it's a parent now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It was so much fun, though. But yeah.
Yeah.
Mexico's a fun place.
I've just heard so many, like, I had a friend who, she had a family member who had her honeymoon with her husband down in, I think it was Puerto Vallarta, which is gorgeous. I've never been there, but the pictures, I've always wanted to go until I heard the story. So they went and they got, you know, like mugged in some alleyway. Mm-hmm. And these guys, it was like a big group of guys. They beat up the fiance or the husband and made him watch as they bit off the wife's nipples.
Ooh.
Yeah. Can you even imagine your nipples being bit off?
That is
like anybody touching my nipples, let alone squeezing. I hated breastfeeding. I couldn't imagine if somebody bit my nipples off.
Oh yeah. My God.
And I think she was raped too. And like he had to watch. Yeah. So just, you know, not, we're trying to keep this uplifted. So maybe I shouldn't talk about that.
No, but still, I mean, I've heard that from a lot of people.
Not nipples.
Not bit nipples. Just they're crazy down there.
Yeah.
I mean, there are no rules. There's no one there to help you. I've known people who've got thrown in jail for like a month.
Unreal.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter if you speak Spanish or not. It definitely helps if you can speak Spanish. But we would go down there all the time because I'm from Southern California. So we just drive down there. And I remember staying in a hotel called Hotel California. It was so nasty and dirty. Like the hotel that you sleep with your clothes on. Yeah.
Ew.
But I just remember going across the street, having some tacos and beers. And I just walked out. I'm walking across the street with the beer and there's a federale. And I was like, hold on, please. In the middle of the street. And I'm just crossing the street.
God. To be young and not understanding the ways of the world. Oh, God. I don't even know how we survived half the things, really. You have no idea. I mean, your brains aren't fully functioning until you're, 24? So you just feel invincible, yeah. right? When you're younger, you're like, I'm good. Bad shit's not going to happen to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It does happen.
All the time.
Let's see. Bit nipple. I guess I could talk about the labia thing now that we're talking about body parts being taken off.
Oh, God.
I worked at I don't know if they have them here. It's called InSpa.
No, I've never seen them.
So they, in Washington, like you can, when I was a massage therapist, I did massage therapy. They also do like facials and nails and all that stuff. So, oh my God, I'll never forget this day. So I just get out with a client. I'm getting out of the room. And so I go into the hallway where there's a bathroom, but it's also the same hallway that is shared with the estheticians and, you know, the people that do waxing and stuff. And as soon as I'm going towards that bathroom, I literally, it was like a movie scene. I can only hear blood curdling screaming, like literally from a horror movie, like just from her soul. And she's running out of there like as fast as she can, like a bat out of hell. And there's blood everywhere. And so I go into the esthetician's room, Josie, I'll never forget her name. And I'm like, oh my God, what happened? And there's just all this screaming. And she's like, it came off. And I'm like, what came off? What? Where is she bleeding from? And you can literally see her strips like on her little table. Mm-hmm. You just see this little chunk of flesh.
Oh my
and
God.
She's like, I got, and she can't really talk very well. She's like, I have to wax and I didn't think it would rip with the skin because there's not hair. And I ripped the labia off. And there it is, just the full labia, like on one of the flaps, right, is just on this piece.
Oh,
and
my God.
So much blood. Like, think of a lot of blood and then double that. It just a murder scene in this room. And I'm just like, oh, my God. She's like, I didn't mean to. What do I do? And like people had run out to the parking lot, right? Because they're like our manager and stuff were going after the lady and she's just racing to the hospital, which is like two blocks away. So she actually had to have plastic surgery. Like it was a whole thing.
How did they put that back on?
I don't think they put it back on. I think they just had to, you know, suture things up to stop the bleeding and stuff. That's a major area.
God.
So I will not get waxed down there. I've tried twice to go in and like, you know, have a Brazilian or whatever. And that's all I can think of. Like I've tried to go in after taking a couple shots to like get my nerves down. I can't go through it. I'm like, nope, I'm good. I'm just going to shave. I'm just going to shave.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at some point maybe I'll do laser, but I'm just, the thought, all I literally think, it's like PTSD. All I can think about is the labia on that little strip.
I'm visualizing this and then, oh man.
Freaking brutal. Yeah.
Her poor vagina.
Oh my God. I didn't even know, like, how can you rip it out? Like, I don't so know. Much. Either it was just.
She put too much wax on her?
We go Nemo wax. Holy shit. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
It gives me just like, does it make your vagina hurt?
Yes, oh it does. God. I feel like, oh man, I don't even know what to say to that. That just really
ripped it off.
Oh, I have a great one about Alan. I don't think he'll care if I share this.
Speaking of labias, I've got a story about my husband.
Oh, man. Okay. That still hurts my vagina, though. I'm, like, really traumatized by that. I actually had a Brazilian wax, and I don't love it, but I don't need to do that clearly anymore.
Well, no.
But,
no, you're good now.
Yeah, it's better than, to me, it was better than shaving, but you have to find the right person. And I feel like that could really
well, they are, like, up in yeah. there, you yeah. know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So, oh God, where, what? Oh, it was right before Christmas when we lived in California. So my sister, myself, Alan, her husband, Nick, we were all at a friend's birthday party, right before Christmas. And so we're drinking. My mom's watching the kids. They're all spending the night at her house. So we're like,
it's on.
Yeah, yeah, we don't even have to go home to kids. You know, that's a different story. So we're drinking, drinking, drinking. And I stopped because I was like, I feel like I'm going to get sick. So I'm just going to stop drinking. And I would, I don't know if it's because I was drinking wine and I just kept drinking wine and I hadn't had a ton to eat. So I was drinking water. We get the Uber. We're driving home, all four of us, to our house to have more drinks. And
of course,
I was like, I do not feel good. Oh, and God. I just all in the Uber. I couldn't even like turn to make it out. It was all over my shoes. Yeah, it was bad. The guy was so cool. He ended up charging us $200. But, you know, whatever.
Oh, my God. I could not imagine being an Uber driver and having somebody puking in my car. I'd be like, light that shit on fire. I'm not. I can't.
This is yours.
Yeah. Okay? You just claimed it. It's just like you licked the whole interior. Yeah. You just, it's yours.
Oh, God.
I'll write it off.
Ew. So.
Oh, God. Did you throw up on Alan?
No, I think it was just on my shoe and on the floor and on the back of the seat.
That's so gross.
I tried to hold it in, but I was
that's the worst when you're like
and I couldn't make it like to the window fast enough. Mm-hmm. So anyways, we're like, that's crazy, that's gonna be like the worst part of the night. Ugh. And so Alan's like, I gotta go pee, blah blah blah. I'm gonna get the drinks ready, and then I'm gonna hit seven.
You're gonna drink after that? Well, puking rally, baby.
I was getting drinks ready for everybody else. I'm sure I was pouring myself one. So all of a sudden I hear, oh, fuck. And I'm like, what in the hell happened? He's like, babe, come in here. I'm like, what's wrong? So he had been wearing jeans with no boxers underneath. He went to go zip up his pants. It was literally like something about Mary.
Oh, my God. He zipped up
his Johnson penis. Yeah, not his balls, the actual penis.
That is totally like There's Something About Mary.
And I was like, oh my
God. Because
he literally, you know, like he zipped it up. The skin is sticking through. And I'm like, I don't
like
know what to do.
Like of the shaft or the head of it or?
The shaft of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, babe, I'm hammered. We all were.
Oh my God. And so then when you've been drinking, right, you're going to bleed even more because your blood's all thin. Oh, my God. So it was it stuck?
It
could
was
he
stuck.
Unzip it?
No.
No. Not stop unless it he... right now. This is like a man's worst nightmare.
I know. Oh I God. Know. So he go like.
I could just picture Alan be like, the fuck?
He's like, don't touch it. I was like, okay, well, I don't know what to do. Like, the only way we're going to get this out is if you zip it back down over it. And I was like, I don't know. I don't have a penis, so maybe. And I was like, Nick, can you come look at this? And so I wish I had a picture of this. And so Nick's like, dude, I don't know, bro. Oh, I don't know.
Your brother-in-law having to deal with your dick stuck in a zipper. Oh, my God. They truly bonded that night.
Oh, my God. So Nick couldn't. He's like, dude, I don't know, bro. I don't know what to do. And I was like, oh, fuck it, man. So then he ended up just ripping his jeans apart. Oh, he just was able to pull the zipper. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was so bad. I'm like, I sold wound care stuff at that time. So I was like, okay, well, I know what to do now.
Yeah, but I got stuff.
It was so bad.
Like, it's totally like Something About Mary. Then you're calling in your sister. Hey, Janelle, come here. Take a look at this thing.
Oh my God!
Poor Alan. Is he scarred?
No. He didn't scar. Like I could see a little imprint, but you couldn't if you were to look at it. You know, if you were to look at his dick, you know. But you can't. It looks like ever happened. But the next day, we go to my parents' house to get the kids, and they're making breakfast. We walk in. My dad's like, "How's it hanging?" Just being a total dick. Alan's like, "Oh, you're funny. Real funny, Mike. Real funny." That was crazy, though.
God, that poor man.
I was like, I don't know. I mean, how do you get a dick out of a zipper?
I don't know. Apparently, you just rip the... Wow.
Yeah. That was just...
Yeah, that was a doozy. Oh my
God. I think he wins. I think he wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I have some. I've got two on Eric. Not as like a penis one, but let's see. Okay. I have got a funny. He hates it when I tell this story, but I can tell it anyway. Okay, so we're laying in bed, and okay, anybody that's married, all right, your husband will fart in the bed
all the time,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, it happens. Well, he had had beans or whatever, and so on this particular night, he was like truly ripping ass and like in his sleep, right? And I was getting pissed off. I was so upset, like, God, stop it. You're so disgusting. Like, I'm building a pillow wall in between because I'm just so grossed out. So fast forward to the morning. Oh my God. So I'm dying because I'm just totally remembering this. So he rolls over and he's like, oh, I got to get going. I got to get ready and go take a shower or whatever. And so he gets up and, you know, like that's when I'll roll to the middle of the bed.
Yeah.
And I roll over. And I look down.
Oh, no.
And I see poop. I'm like, oh, my God, Eric, you shit yourself. And he's like, what? And I'm like, you shit the bed. And he's like, I did not. I swear to God. I'm like, you swear to God? Right where your ass was, there's shit. There is literally shit. So he was taking a shower and he's completely covered in soap. He's running in naked. He's like, oh my God, Katie, I swear that wasn't me. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. Who else would it be?
And dogs.
He's like, babe.
My face hurts.
So then he's like showing me his shorts, right? That he was sleeping. He's like, there's no poop stains in here. He's like, I swear that he wrote, I'm dying. I'm just absolutely dying. I'm like, I can't believe you shit yourself. You were farting all night. I was getting so upset. I can't believe it. And he goes and he grabs tissue. And I'm dying. I'm just dying. So he goes to pick it up. And he's like, this is really hard, like hard. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, this is dog poop. And I'm like, it is not. It was right where your butt was. And he's like, no, I swear to God, this is Coda's poop. And then he goes over by Coda, our old one, right? That she's been doing this for a while. And so she had like hard pooped down by where she was.
Yeah.
So basically what had happened was, is that before we went to bed, she had pooped on his side of the bed. And he totally slept on that all night.
But oh my
for
God.
Like a solid 5 minutes, I thought my husband shit himself. Like truly shit himself. Oh my God. So, oh yeah.
God. Oh my God. My eyelashes are going to fall off.
Oh, oh God. Shit. That's funny.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of it. Oh, he has another. So the one that I listed in the beginning was my friend that was an anesthesiologist threw this huge New Year's party. Mm-hmm. And so I had told her at the beginning, I'm like, if you're going to have not only like 30 couples here, plus all their kids were going to be upstairs. They had a huge house. But I'm like, if you're going to have that many people, girl, I will stay after and I will help you clean up. So I don't know what it was with all of these dads that were there, but they decided they were going to act like they were in college and just literally drink everything. Like they were having fireball shots. They were having beer. They had wine. Like, what are you doing? Like they were truly going after it. Just stupid. So stupid.
That's a bad idea.
So Eric, right, like never truly gets like super wasted. If he does, it's like once in a blue moon and it's usually off of something like vodka or something. But so he, at the very end of the night, I'm like, okay, I'm going to, there was like literally just us and the hosts there. And so I'm like, girl, we got to start cleaning up. Eric was sleeping on the couch. And so I'm like, babe, you need to get up. Let's clean up a little bit and then we'll go. So he sits up and he's like, oh, I don't feel very good. And he.
No shit, yeah. Sherlock.
So he runs as fast as he can to the downstairs bathroom. And like he sprayed puke all over this bathroom, like all over. It didn't even look real, like The Exorcist, right? Just everywhere. Oh, and then Lord. Is on the ground. And so I go check on him. I'm like, oh, God. I am so sorry. Like, he's so, I cannot, I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I am going to help clean this up, blah, 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 blah. And my friend that's the anesthesiologist, she's like, it's okay. You know, it happens. She was so sweet. Her name was Trish. And she goes, Katie, can I give him something so that it can kind of take the edge off and then we can get him into the car, you know, and then he won't get sick on the way home? Because he was like violently sick. And so I'm like, yeah, of course. So she goes upstairs, gets something, goes into the room. I'm just like sweeping up like confetti and all this other stuff. So maybe half an hour goes by and then we go in there and we all like pick his ass up. And we're walking him out to the car. And then all of a sudden he starts spewing all over their fresh, like, they oh were very God. Rich. Okay. So when I say they have like crazy, amazing landscaping, like perfect hedges, right? And like next to this big water fountain thing, like just spewed it all the way out as he's going to the car. Like, it was so bad. It was the worst I've ever seen in my life. So fast forward to the morning, okay? I'm sleeping. He rolls over and he's like, Katie, wake up, wake up, wake up. And I'm like, what? He goes, I have to tell you something. Something really bad happened last night. And I'm like, babe, you were so wasted. I'm sending your ass over there to clean up your filth. Like, you puked everywhere. And he goes, it's not that. And I'm like, what? He goes, I was laying there on the bathroom floor and Trish came in with a needle and I couldn't move. And she said, this will take the edge off. And she stuck the needle in my arm. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I swear to God. And then he looks down at his arm and he sees like a puncture hole and he's like, see? And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm dying laughing. And he's like, this shit isn't funny. I don't know what she gave me. I don't know what kind of fucking party this was. What did we go to? You need to call her. I need to know what kind of drugs she put in me. And I'm like, I'm just dying. And he goes, this is not funny. And I call up Trish. I'm like, Trish. So did you put a needle in Eric's arm? She's like, well, yeah, you said I could give him something, take the edge off. And he gets on the phone. He's like, what did you give me? Like, did you stick meth in my arm? What did you do? And she's like, no, it's like an anti-nausea medication. Like, I didn't think putting a sticker behind your ear would be enough. So I just gave you whatever it was that was supposed to help, like, hydrate him and and all that. And he's like, oh, my God, you need to put a sign on your door. Like, if you're going to get so drunk at my house that you're going to puke everywhere, I will be putting a needle in your arm. He's like, I was terrified.
He's like, and I couldn't move.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I was literally like helpless, just laying there. And he's just looking up and seeing her with a needle, like, this will take the edge off.
Oh, my God. It's like a horror movie.
But you know, when you're an anesthesiologist and that's truly what you do all day, every day, you're not really thinking of the thought like, oh, it's a needle going into somebody's arm. Whereas the rest of us are like, wow, that's kind of an intense thing to just do for somebody at my house. Party. Yeah. I mean, she probably could have just set up a whole IV for him if he stayed there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But he's never been that drunk since. So.
Yeah, because he's always really composed and just like a good time.
Yeah. He's just relaxed. But, yeah. So, yeah, I don't let him forget about that. Or no, his poop story.
I'm going to bring that one up. Let's remember that one time.
So, note to self, don't have Fireball and beer and wine.
God. Especially, like, when you get older, your body just doesn't break things down like it.
Oh, well, you see me. Like, I can drink for a full night one time, and then I need a solid 24 to 48 hours to recover. So it's not like, oh, yeah, we're going to be partying all weekend, or we're going to do this outing and we're going to drink this day, and then the next day we're going to drink. It's like, no, you got to tell me which one we're going to pick because I can literally only do one.
Yeah.
I'm just not a rock star. I just can't do it.
Yeah. Well, and I don't have like that threshold where that's like your limit. Okay, I've hit that limit. I'm just need to start drinking water now. Yeah. That's not me. I'm like, woo. This was telling my sister.
I'm like, let's do this.
Yeah. It's not like one drink. It's like, or I'm ready.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're drinking tonight? Okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
We're tying one on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that that's it for this episode.
Are we at an hour?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, we are.
Hopefully we entertained everybody and gave everybody a good laugh. Yeah. I mean, I was literally crying that shit story with Eric. I mean,
could you imagine if you thought that Al had shit himself?
Well, and Eric's like such a clean freak. So that's all I'm visualizing. Yeah. Like, oh my God, Eric's thinking, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah.
Well, because he kind of thought he did for a minute too, right? Like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. But yeah, he's so type A. Like, I get up to go to the bathroom in the morning and then all of a sudden our bed is made. And I'm like, dude, I was going to go right back to bed. He's a total clean freak. So yeah, I guess that made it even more funny.
That is, yeah. I'm like, I just see his little wheels turning.
No, mortified.
Yeah, there's no way. I'm showing you his shorts. Look, I didn't shit myself.
I know. Oh, okay, well, I hope you guys were entertained.
Yes, go on to our Instagram, Say What Podcast 2021. I just said Say What Podcast last week.
Oh.
It's Say What Podcast 2021.
Yes.
So that's us. Go on there, like us, DM us.
Get it.
Ow.
Show them girls.
Yeah. Listen to Apple, you know, like us, leave us a review, Spotify, wherever you listen to us. So thank you for listening. We love you guys. Bye.
All right, time's up, people. Hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as we did.
Yeah, come find us on social media, on Instagram, Say What Podcast 2021. Give us a follow. If you have questions or topics you want us to cover, you can slide that right into our DM.
Slide it in like butter, baby.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review.
Cheers.